This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The governors of both Kansas and Iowa recently submitted strongly worded comments opposing the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers' proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. Both governors requested withdrawal of the proposed rule. The comment letters document EPA's doublespeak regarding the increase in the number of waters presumed to be jurisdictional and directly refute the agency's contention that it has always considered tributaries to include ephemeral features. The comments from Kansas and Iowa leaders also reinforce claims that EPA has failed to conduct due diligence or state coordinations related to the proposal. An editorial in the Wall Street Journal is casting doubt on the motives of GMO labeling proponents in Oregon and Colorado. The editorial starts, "If you can't beat them, ask the government to stigmatize them." That's the adage in Oregon and Colorado, where organic farming interests posing as champions of consumer transparency are hoping to persuade voters to approve ballot initiatives on November 4th requiring costly and useless food labels. According to the journal, labeling propositions in both of those states would require food manufacturers and retailers to label food containing GMO crops with a notice stating they are produced with genetic engineering. The editorial concludes, "Let's hope voters see through the scare campaign, say no to higher food costs, and tell organic producers to compete the natural way without government favoritism." While the ongoing drought in California has not turned that state's farmland into a dust bowl, water shortages this past year resulted in an estimated 500,000 acres going unplanted, according to a recent story in the Los Angeles Times. The Times story stated that the estimated drought fallowed 500,000 acres accounts for about 6% of California's irrigated cropland. According to the story, growers in the Imperial Valley who rely on the Colorado River received full deliveries this year. Hopes abound for winter rain and snowfall to alleviate some of the pressure, and federal forecasters report there is at least a 2 in 3 chance that precipitation will be near or above normal statewide. While this is one of the worst droughts in the state's records, scientists say evidence indicates the territory experienced century-long droughts during medieval times. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman says it's important for farmers and ranchers to stand up, vote, and be counted for agriculture during midterm elections. With fields less soggy and drier conditions prevailing, farmers have made good progress on harvesting and have now completed 46% of the corn crop, while soybeans are at 70%, according to the Agriculture Department's Monday release of its weekly report on crop progress. As data becomes more and more integrated into agriculture, many farmers have concerns about how their farm-level information is being used. A recent survey by the American Farm Bureau brings those concerns to the front of the data discussions. Over 82% of farmers are unaware of all the ways a company intends to use their farm data, says Matt Erickson, an AFBF economist. "These issues are real in the countryside," notes Erickson. AFBF is taking a lead role in asking tough questions of companies that collect big data. Voters across Colorado and Oregon and in Maui County, Hawaii, will weigh in on biotech-related ballot measures at the polls next week. Colorado and Oregon will consider labeling measures, while Maui County voters will face a proposal to adopt a moratorium on the use of GMO seeds. All three ballot measures are a threat to biotechnology and its many benefits to farmers, consumers, and the environment, said Andrew Walmsley, American Farm Bureau Federation biotechnology specialist. "These ballot initiatives will only create more bureaucracy and make people afraid of the food grown in these states and elsewhere across the country." The Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency is encouraging ranchers and livestock producers to take advantage of additional protection for their operations by signing up for pasture, rangeland, forage crop insurance by November 15th. Signing up for this insurance option provides an additional safety net. Pastures, rangelands, and forages cover nearly 55% of all land in the U.S. Chatter about pumpkin spice and its ever-mounting popularity is prompting big thinkers to wonder aloud if the autumnal trend has gone too far. With good reason. The nose-tickling blend of earthy spices, including cinnamon and nutmeg, has gone well beyond lattes and donuts, recently spawning myriad limited-time products, including pumpkin-spiced butter, cream cheese, yogurt, Oreos, marshmallows, granola bars, English muffins, and even dog treats. But only in the United States. As usual, most of these products haven't crossed the border to Canada. Livestock farmers will hear details of the new state rules for concentrated animal feeding operations at 7 informational meetings next month hosted by the Illinois Farm Bureau and Illinois Pork Producers. It is important to note that portions of the updated rules impact all livestock farms, not just those required to obtain National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permits from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. The meetings are open to all farmers. There is no charge, but reservations are required at least 1 week prior to the meeting date. Information will be presented from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by a meal at 6:30 p.m. The dates, locations, and registration information for meetings in our area include November 12th at the Simon County Farm Bureau Building, 2631 Beechler Court in Springfield. Call 217-753-5200 for reservations, or attend the meeting on November 17th at the Effingham Knights of Columbus Hall, 1501 West Fayette Avenue in Effingham. Contact the Effingham County Farm Bureau at 217-342-2103 to make reservations for the November 17th meeting. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.